Okay, tonight we're going to start out in Proverbs chapter 5. We finished up chapter 4 last week. Today we're going to start out, and the topic today in Proverbs chapter 5 is talking about women. That's talking about the wrong kind of women. It says, avoid the immoral woman. So, you know, this is a, you know, most people don't have any idea of what God says here. If they did, they wouldn't do the things. I think about a young man here a while back that came down for prayer. And I said, what's your problem? He said, I need you to pray for me. I've caught a venereal disease. I said, oh, you're not married? No, I'm not married. I said, so you've been running around? He said, yes, unfortunately, I have. I said, you know, the book of Proverbs tells you this is what's going to happen to you if you go out and do this. He said, well, I knew it was wrong, but I did it anyway. Well, you know, that's bad that we know it's wrong, but we do it anyway. Well, let me tell you, when you see what the king says here in chapter 5, if you know what he says and you still do it anyway, you got a problem. You know, I mean, you really have a problem. But let's see what he says. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to reveal to us the truths of your word. Show us what you like and what you don't like here in your word. And Lord, because this is an owner's manual written to us. And you tell us. This is the way you speak to us through your word. And we know you're right here tonight talking to us through your word. So Lord, we're thankful to have this book that we can discuss it, so we won't do the things that you don't like, that we will do the things that you liked. So Father, thank you for your word. Bless it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Chapter 5 of the book of Proverbs says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you will learn to be discreet, and you will store up knowledge. The lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but the result is as bitter as poison, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. So far, it doesn't sound too good, does it? You know, I mean, if you're a guy, you know, and if you're going to even think about running around out here with one of these immoral women, you know, if you knew this was going to be the result, that ought to change your mind, shouldn't it? Yeah, it really should. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave, for she does not care about the path of life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't even realize where it leads. I think about this, and I think about an experience I had one time with a situation. I think of a couple of times I had experiences like this. One of them was right here on Harry Hines. That's back in the days when I was a little bit more, I guess, I didn't have the knowledge of what goes on up and down Harry Hines. I mean, I thought everybody was good and nice, and, you know, I didn't know there was immoral women hung out up and down Harry Hines. So I come over here to get some parts one day, and I'd been over to one of the refrigeration supply houses to pick up some stuff, and I started down Harry Hines going back to the airport, and there was a car sitting on the side of the road, and two really pretty ladies. I mean, they were dressed like they were executive secretaries. High heels, they were really pretty, sharp ladies. They were standing beside that car. I thought, well, those ladies, you know, something happened to their car. And so I just pull over here and stop and see if I can help them. And so, you know, y'all can laugh if you want to, you know. I mean, I was kind of dumb. I stopped and got out, and I walked back there, and I said, are you ladies having trouble? And they said, no. And I said, well, I said, is this your car? What are y'all doing standing here on the side of the road? Well, those girls began to petition me, you know, and I talked to them a minute, and I said, well, girls, I said, I guess I need to talk to y'all. I said, do y'all know my Jesus? Well, no, they didn't know Jesus and they didn't want to know Jesus. And so they turned and walked off, and I started to get back in my car, and then I don't know if it's God or the devil that hit me. And then this thought come to my mind. Let me look around. I sure hope they ain't nobody seen me talking to them two women. You know, because, I mean, you know, they would think I'd stop to petition those two girls on the side of the road. And so I got my car and my pickup, and I drove on to work, and I didn't tell nobody. And when I got to church Sunday, I was teaching a Bible study class Sunday. And so I thought, well, I'll tell the guys about this little experience I had. And so I told them. We were teaching out of Proverbs again, talking about some of these things. And so I started telling them about my experience with these two ladies, or women. I won't call them ladies. I think they were a little far from being a lady. But they were at least women. And I was telling them about what happened. And I said, you know, I was really concerned after I left, even though I shared Jesus with them. I was really concerned what somebody would say if they had saw me, you know, standing there talking to those two women, especially men that people that knew that these girls were hookers, you know, prostitutes. I thought, you know, I just wondered. One of the men, Cooper McGregor, he was a scientific engineer that worked for one of the big corporations. He designed or helped design the guidance system on these missiles. You know, he's a very, very sharp man. But he was such a gentle man. I love this guy with all my heart. He looked over me and he said, well, Thurman, if I'd have come by and I'd have saw you out there and I'd have knew those girls were prostitutes, I'd have said, you know, there's Thurman. Stop trying to lead those two women to Jesus. And I said, bless you, Cooper. He said, I know you, Thurman. I've been visiting with you before. And he said, I know what's in your heart. And so I know that if you're talking to two women, you're definitely not thinking about taking them to bed. You're going to talk to them about Jesus. He said, going to bed with an immoral woman is not in your heart. He said, I know you too well. Well, the Word of God also says you're known by your fruits. You know, you're known. And so people know you, and they know what you will do. So I think about that experience, and then I think about another experience I had one time up in Minneapolis. I checked into the Marriott Hotel. Really nice hotel, of course. And I was working up there, and it was in the evening late, and I checked in, and then it was one of those big spread-out Marriotts. It wasn't one of those tall high-rises. And so I had to drive the car on around to the back to where I was going to go into my room. When I got around there, there was, a beautiful, I mean, she was a knockout. You know, this girl was a knockout. Looked like she's about 35 years old. 30 to 35. She walked up to me with her really tight skirt on and you know, her high heels. And, I mean, she was, like I say, she was a knockout. She walked up to me and says, sir, what room are you staying in? I looked at her and I didn't see a Marriott deal on her or nothing, you know. And I said, well, ma'am, why do you want to know what room I'm staying in? And she said, well, you look like a business gentleman. And I thought maybe you might like a little entertainment after you get settled in. And I'd like to come to your room and entertain you. I told her, I said, ma'am, you don't know my Jesus either, do you? And she said, oh, you're one of them kind. And I said, yes, ma'am, I'm one of them kind. And so she walked off and left me alone. But you know, the devil is out there trying to bring you down to this death. I mean, you don't have to be a man. You know, you can be a woman. You know, and there's demons out there in people that are trying their best to entice you to do things that's going to bring forth death. You know, there's so many new laws and everything. I didn't bring a copy of it, but I will sometime in the future. But, you know, we have a new law that's just been put in and voted in. And it come in on the tail of another law, and it's going to grossly limit the ability of a pastor to talk about things from this book, from the pulpit, and or on radio. You know, so hey, I'm not going to let anything hinder me I'm going to tell it just like it is. If Jesus said it, I'm going to say it. You know, and if a group of perverts walks up to me or they put me on national television and say, what do you think about a homosexual? I'm going to say, well, right here in the Word of God, God says He hates that. And those people that do that will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. They will burn in hell. But God loves that person. And if they repent and turn from their wicked ways, He will forgive them and save them. But if they do not, then they're going to hell. And if somebody talks about two women being married or two men being married, I say, you know, all I got to say, that's the height of stupidity. Anybody that's that stupid, I guess, just deserves whatever you get. You know, but I can't imagine anybody being so stupid to think that two men or two women should be married. I mean, it does not take a rocket scientist to understand that God made a man and a woman, and He made them different. You know, and He made them different for a reason. So, no, you can't have two women as a... In fact, I got a letter from Dr. James Dodson today about that, too. He's also up in arms over this whole thing, that you can't put two women in there to be the parents for a child. You can't put two men in there to be a parent for a child. It takes one man and one woman walking in obedience to God's Word to be parents. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe or don't believe. That's the way God made the plan, and that's the way it is. You know, that's the way it is. You know, if people don't like it, that's okay. You know, that's just like this guy that they the other day that, you know, how the something was said. I forget what office he had in Washington, but he made a statement, and or maybe it was in some university. He made a statement about something. And the Muslims came against him big time. And they said, you offended us, and we want a public, whatever. And he said, well, if that offended you, let me tell you what offends me. And he began to tell them what they did and how it offended him. Well, boy, they got mad because they didn't want nobody to say anything about the way they treat their women, the way they kill people, and all of that. They didn't want to hear that, you know. But let me tell you, it may come to the point where you and I have to just stand our ground.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.